AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, what is with all the celebrity losses this week? What a week it has been. Can we put this in the rearview mirror? Hulk Hogan gone at 71. We take a quick look back at his career. What happened here? And WrestleMania 1. Oh, the highlight, the big one. Him and Mr. T teaming up. I'll remember it forever. Some childhood memories. Be a little bit of nostalgia going on the show today because Adam Sandler's at it again. We're talking our favorite Adam Sandler movies. His new one, Happy Gilmore 2, hits Netflix today. And a lot of movie stuff today because there is a Fantastic Four, big franchise, the new Fantastic Four movie. And still with movies, Gen Z is watching a movie you may have seen. It's called American Pie, and they have problems. They're taking to the internet to say this could be one of the worst movies of all time. It is offensive. It is grotesque. It is awful. Gen Z. This is the ones we were talking about yesterday with house parties where they're sitting around with their phones. American Pie is a problem. One of your favorite entertainment programs is canceled after 32 years on television, and Vegas sounds the alarm. Las Vegas is in trouble. But if you're planning a trip to Vegas this fall and winter, whoa, some of the deals are like, hello, 1995, because they are hurting. Well, they went crazy. They're building these hotels that are like in Saudi Arabia or UAE, gold-plated doors and gold doorknobs and $500 a night plus your $500 resort fee. What did they think was going to happen? Hey, today is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. It's the last Friday of the month. And boy, oh boy, the deals. 20% off health first supplements, 10% off supplements, beauty products, essential oils, diffusers. There's draws all day long. They've got sampling going on too. The demo superfood tea lattes, microground chai super lattes will be sampled today. So you'll be going in getting some free lattes at Headley's Health Hut. How nice is that? And they also got some high-fiber gut superfoods. Plus, you get a $5 coupon. All kinds of demos, all kinds of prizes, all kinds of deals. Today is Customer Appreciation Day at Headley's Health Hut. Wow, this would be a great weekend to make sure you've got your tickets to the August 16th dinner and a show, Lost the Musical, presented by the 45th Annual Sask Express Summer Tour. You've heard of the Celebrations Dinner Theater. Well, it's come to Clear Lake. Not Celebrations, but kind of like that. You're sitting there, you're eating your food, watching a dinner. How cool is this going to be? Saturday, August the 16th. Also a cool event happening at the Elkhorn. The Hawaiian Luau coming Saturday, August the 30th at 5 p.m. at the Tiki Bar. Hawaiian dancers, Hawaiian food, Hawaiian drinks. It's going to be fantastic. But you better get your tickets for that one. It's coming up on the 30th. And Thursday, August 7th, is the Mini Carnival featuring a petting zoo, bouncy houses, water fun, a card reader, face painting, and more. That's Thursday, August the 7th at Elkhorn Resort. Something going on almost every day at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Yeah, someone is going to win a pair of tickets. Thank you so much to those who entered to win tickets to see Lil Jon. Of course, we'll have tickets to see Tracy Byrd coming up later on in season 6 of our show, which gets underway on Monday, August the 11th. And of course, lots of talk about the trampoline park, the water park, and all the fun at Skydancer Casino and Resort, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt.
Countdown.
Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
There she goes. Oh, straight to the meat section. Straight to the meat section. Oh, that's some good camera work right there. Just as Uncle Ty told you. You went to the poultry, though. That's poultry right there. Get to the beef. What are you having? Thanksgiving turkeys? You need to scope out the store first. Oh, there goes the meat.
Halfway through.
Halfway through. Just give her. Oh, my gosh. Alicia, you should have called me. I could have coached you. More poultry.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Woohoo! That's not too bad. That's not too bad at all. Way to go, Alicia. Yeah. And once again, congratulations to everybody who wins at co-op. Listen, it's nice. I thank you for sharing that, Alicia. Because again, A, thanks for supporting those that support this show to keep it running. And not only that, thank you to Co-ops of Westman for running a contest where, listen, they're local. Hey, $50,000 is up for grabs with their Find Your Summer sweepstakes. Every $50 you spend at the co-op, gas bar, food store, or home center is an entry to win. Now, you can win these little shopping sprees like Alicia did. There's also a $50,000 one. Now, you could probably get one of those hanging coolers for yourself. Co-ops of Westman, Heritage Co-op, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. That shopping spree with Alicia took place at the co-op on Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Congratulations again. Hulk Hogan. Gone at 71. How Tampa Bay, his hometown, remembered him yesterday. The world lost a legend. Controversial guy, certainly popular guy. Here's what they had to say in Tampa Bay about him yesterday. His hometown, the Hulkster's hometown.
They received a call from Hulk Hogan's home about a cardiac arrest. He was rushed to Morton Plant Hospital in Clearwater, where he was pronounced dead.
I'm strongly encouraging everyone to keep the family in their thoughts and respect their privacy during this difficult time.
Hogan helped bring wrestling out of the ring and into living rooms, redefining the world of sports entertainment forever.
That this is the place to be on New Year's Eve.
Few communities may be prouder than right here in the Tampa Bay area. Before fame, Hogan, whose real name is Terry Bollea, grew up in Tampa and later called Clearwater Beach his home.
Here is the room that he and his brother lived in.
Hours ago, 10 Tampa Bay got an exclusive look inside his childhood home. Stephen Huntley Robertson bought it, not knowing the history held within these walls.
It's quite sad, isn't it? I mean, he's a Tampa institution.
Here's a photo they took together after filming an episode of his reality show, Hogan Knows Best. Hogan didn't just put on a show in the ring, though. He was a star, no matter where the spotlight shined.
There are certain negatives that have come along in my career, and I'm just so happy that I've got so many positive things.
He became active in politics, voicing support for the Republican Party and President Donald Trump. Governor Ron DeSantis paid tribute hours ago.
He was a major icon.
But party aside, fans say he was gracious to them and had a passion for inspiring kids. Our cameras were there as he talked about bullying during a stop at the Boys and Girls Club in Tampa.
He had all kinds of public appearances, obviously, and this is a legendary video of him meeting what could be his biggest fan. And he's acting just like him. It's adorable.
Road knows, brother.
Let
me tell you something, brother. When you walk in this beach shop, I'm surprised that you still got the shirt on, Jack.
Well, let me tell you something, Hulkster. The first time I met you, I was only 3 years old, but now I'm 6 years old. So now we gotta take it to a bigger level, man. Just like when you press that no good stinking giant over your head.
I love it.
And run through the table in front of 93,000 Hulkamaniacs. So what are they gonna do when the power of the Hulkster and the Roaster and the dual 24-inch python run wild on you?
Oh my God, he's ripping his shirt. Oh my God. Wow, wow. And what's interesting is that was in the Northwest Territories in January. So mom was quick to throw on a winter parka and say, hey, put this on. No, I'm kidding. That was... I've ripped my shirt and it's very cold outside. Okay, picture this in your mind. You're having dinner. You get a flatbread pizza or a Supreme Stack or a classic wrap. And you can choose sides like garlic bread or Timbits, specialty donut, maybe some cookies, and then a beverage as well. Lemonade, sparkling quenchers, iced coffee, cold brew, coffee, tea, espresso drinks, or 500 ml of spring water. $8.99. Tim Hortons dinner deal. Oh, something important to mention, though. It's 5 till 11 that they do this. So if you go four, it's not the early bird dinner. It's not the early bird special. It's the dinner deal at Tim Hortons. I know you don't want to be hearing back to school stuff, but something to keep in mind, it is coming. It is coming, and it's coming fast, and you can prepare for the upcoming school year as easy as 1-2-3 with Sunrise Credit Union. They're giving away stuff too. $2,000 in Apple electronics will go to one lucky winner. We've had one of our Sunseekers be a big winner. Let's get a Sunseeker with $2,000 in Apple products for your kids for back to school. Here's how you do it. One of three ways. Open a Prudent Student account, number one. Number two, sign up for a Collabia credit card. Or number three, open a student line of credit. That's it. You're entered to win. One of those three things. Now, I'm thinking if you do all three of those things, you probably get three entries. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Happy Gilmore 2 is out today.
30 years ago,
the golfer is back.
Give golf a try. But even when you're at the top of your game, you can always shank one.
Happy Gilmore sucks.
Oh, eat a bag of
shit! How are you
it's
gonna
not only on Netflix.
School? It's $75,000 a year. That's 4 years. That's $333,000.
That's terrible math, Johnny. It's $300,000. I wouldn't even know where to start.
Let them see the happy I fell in love with.
Come on, you gotta do it, Dad.
All right, let's go. Go get him, Dad.
But how about the jigs?
I know how to do it, Dad.
Let's go.
What the hell is happening?
Happy Gilmore is breaking in yet another caddy you just met.
All right, we're going to go. See, but you bring those. Those always come. All right, that's it.
They got a strap. Oh,
okay. If you want to use the strap.
Happy Gilmore didn't have things flowing on the first hole.
Oh, shut up!
Check out the name tag, grandson. You're in my world now.
Got you a little and the cameos there, in this movie are outstanding. They really don't let the cat out of the bag because it takes the shock out of it.
Talking about.
When you watch this show, there'll be star after star after star after star.
You've been watching me play, Mr. Gilmore. So inspiring.
My dad loved you, man.
I am so sorry.
I got some Gorilla Glue.
All kinds of special appearances.
You go to yours.
And his kids are in it, too. We're telling you earlier this week. Oh, this is exactly what we need. This is exactly what we need after the week we've had.
Yes. Oh, my God, Rory.
Jackass. Bingo.
Oh, there's a few of them. Woo. Yeah.
Woo. You stole my life from me.
Why would I want to steal the life of somebody who eats pieces of shit for breakfast?
Oh, my God. Adam Sandler has saved the world. After the week we've had, we need to get happy. We need to get happy in a big way. Thank you, Adam Sandler. Happy Gilmore, too. Happy Gilmore. We need comedy. We need laughs. We need laughs. We need... Angela likes Billy Madison. Cheryl likes Blended. Amanda likes Grown Ups. JF says anything from the 90s and early 2000s. The man was on fire back then. Steve likes Grown Ups. Here's an interesting piece of Cliff Clavin trivia. Adam Sandler's biggest success, his biggest box office take, did not feature him on the screen at all, but it did feature his voice. Hotel Transylvania 3 made $528 million globally, making that Adam Sandler's most successful major motion picture appearance. He wasn't even on camera. His top five movies are at number five, Just Go With It from 2011. At number four, The Waterboy from 1998. At number three, Big Daddy from 1999. And his top two movies, I believe he produced these two. They're both grown-up movies. Grown-ups and Grown-ups 2. Grown-ups 2 comes in at number two at $247 million. And the biggest movie he ever did actually was not that long ago, 2010. So even though Sunseekers are saying we love when he was making movies in the 90s and early 2000s, he is on his game post-2000. Janine says Grown-ups. Janine says Mr. Deeds was also good. too many to choose from. 50 first dates. Again, he's with Drew Barrymore. He needs to get back with those two. Get together in real life. Come on.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
A bunch of Gen Z teenagers were tasked with watching American Pie for the first time, and their reactions are causing a stir. It was released back in 1999, shaped an entire generation. Does American Pie stand the test of time? It is crude. It is rude. It is super, super funny.
Okay, well, one time at band camp, I stuck a flute.
Is it getting caught?
Hey, Jimmy. Just wanted to say sweet dreams.
Yeah. Good night, Mom.
I think he's trying to watch some illegal channels here.
Illegal channels?
This is just a bad reception, hon.
Oh, baby.
What's that?
You know what? Here, just give me this.
Oh,
and let's
God.
Get this.
Yeah.
How's the matter with this thing here?
The awkward moments.
I want the right time, the right moment, the right place.
It's not a space shuttle launch. It's sex.
The infatuation.
I love you.
Okay.
The desperation.
What exactly does it feel like?
Warm apple pie.
The fascination.
Huh? We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all.
You know, guys, maybe I'm just not good with girls, period.
All that you gotta do is just ask them questions and listen to what they have to say and stuff.
I don't know, man. That sounds like a lot of work.
Here's to the next step.
Universal Pictures presents...
Perhaps you could help me with my studies?
If you ever had a chance with Nadia, this is it.
A story about the moves.
You bad boy!
The madness.
What you drinking?
Scotch.
Single malt?
Aged 18 years. The way I like it.
Stifler's mom!
Our lives.
Please, God, let this be it.
If you want to hook up with her, tell her you love her. That's how I was duped.
That are as American as apple pie.
Boy, it's been a long time since we've had the little father-son chat.
Oh, I almost forgot. I bought some magazines. Well, this is the female form. Look at the expression on her face. She's kind of looking right into your eyes, saying, "Hey, big boy."
Oh my God. Whoa.
American Pie.
You do. I forgot you've been there and that.
Well, I've learned about it. I'm just trying to make it. I really don't need you to sit here and talk to me about it.
So Gen Z is like, no, that movie has to go. That movie has to go. They've got some problems. They've got some issues with it. One reviewer, 16-year-old Taylor, said the film was completely ridiculous and drew from it that men treat women with a lot more respect and equality now. 17-year-old Hannah said a scene where the characters film Nadia, a foreign exchange student, getting undressed in her room via webcam is deeply problematic, and she wonders how the film doesn't even question the morality of doing this. Hannah, I need to talk to you just for a second. Now, there is a movie right now in theaters where a man is flying around with a cape and some leotards. Now, Hannah, men don't fly around with a cape and leotards. I know. It. When you see it on the big screen, you say to yourself, holy shit, guys are flying around with leotards and capes. This is pretty amazing. Technology. Is this all like the... No, it's not. It's a movie. It is meant to be entertainment. Now, if this was a documentary... If this was something that actually happened, of course that'd be awful. Of course that'd be terrible. It's a joke. It's part of humor. Since when did we start thinking that the entertainment we consume was an extension of who we were spiritually, politically? It's part of our identity. How about this? Hannah, don't go to a Friday the 13th movie. You'll never go to a hockey game again. Because, spoiler alert, the guy with the hockey mask kills people. Now, if you come to Canada and you go to a hockey game, I have to tell you, Hannah, not everybody in a hockey mask starts up the chainsaw and starts going up. I know. All in all, Gen Z aren't impressed with the premise of the movie. This is the problem. The whole movie is completely ridiculous, especially how the only thing male characters care about is sex. Lots of guys are, especially at a young age. They're hormone-filled. Lots of women are, too. The hormones are raging. That's the premise of this, is hormones can turn people into Frankenteens. It's hilarious. And it's a parody. Parody meaning not real, making fun of. Another person said they're willing to say and do whatever just to convince a girl to sleep with them. Cheryl says no sense of humor anymore. It's not reality. Circling back to Adam Sandler, saying, listen, if I'm going to do comedy now and I'm going to make funny movies, it has to be on my terms. I'll do it on a streaming service. Here's my deal. Netflix was brilliant to sign it. And as far as I'm concerned, they should be approaching other comedians in Hollywood, whether it be Netflix or Amazon Prime or any of the streamers, and approach the comedians directly to start making funny movies again. Because I think it goes without saying, we're living in a pretty shitty world right now, and we need laughs. The needle moved from Porky's to American Pie. Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Remember that? Porky's. Fast Times, Revenge of the Nerds. Remember that one? Revenge of the Nerds 2. Revenge of the Nerds. What's a nerd exactly? Are we even allowed to say the word nerds? Oh, boy. Yeah, it's just me getting old. Throw your tomatoes at your TV screen. It's just me getting old. It's just me getting old. Hey, for your oil change this weekend or any weekend. In fact, whenever you go on your family road trip this summer, make it Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. They'll show you those filters, get you on your way in no time. Lickety split. Make sure all those fluids are good. Tire pressure is checked and you're ready to hit the road. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Auto Fashion will have that car all cleaned up for your summer road trip. Maybe you're headed to a wedding and don't want to have 5,000 food wrappers fall out of your car when you go to open the side door. You don't want to be embarrassed because somebody's hitching a ride to the reception. You want it pristine, brand new. Take it to Auto Fashion. Not just detailing, but fine auto finishing and, of course, they recognize MPI and SGI insurance. They're accredited through those, MPI and SGI, for hail claims. So again, scratches, dents, and detailing, you'll find it all autofashion.ca. Best buns on the planet. Had some yesterday with my hot dog. So if you're doing your weekend barbecue, slide by Kuiper's again. Some wicked construction happening on First Street right now. It's brutal. They've tore up First Street basically from the Richmond corner all the way up to Park almost. And it's down to one lane. It's tied up in that area. It's a little bit problematic, the word of the morning. So use the back lane, easy access through the back to Kuiper's Family Bakery. They'd love to see you. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Toronto has changed the name of their police officers. They don't carry guns. A lot of them don't have vehicles. They're usually on a bike or a moped, so it's kind of a new name. The name is Provincial Offenses Officers. Who comes up with this stuff? Provincial Offenses Officers is poo. P-O-O. Matthew says, I just spotted some poo on the street. Did anyone workshop this? TTC says, yes, Matt. We were kids once too, and the acronym was thought through, but the designation was not ours to begin with. It existed in Ontario legislation. Here we go. Brian says, Jesus, don't you people have supervisors? Tristan says, does this mean you put poo on your shirts? Can I get some shirts? This makes sense because Toronto Transit smells like pee and poop, so poo officers make total sense. If there's one thing I hate is when the wheels of justice move slow. Some would even say constipated. If you get caught by the cops, you need a lawyer. Andrea's not one of those lawyers. No. She is more the lawyer of, hey, I bought a house. I need you to help me with all the legal paperwork. And that's where App Law Office can come. And I'm sure you could call her from jail. She'd probably know somebody that could help you out. But again, it's more real estate law, corporate law, and estate planning. And they are fantastic. App Law Office is trusted legal support with a personal touch. Give them a call, 642 18th Street, Unit A. Pay them a visit. They're right across from the Royal Bank on 18th Street. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. This weekend's going to be a perfect weekend to take an EV for a test drive. And come armed with questions. Come armed with questions. You have lots of them with EVs. How is this going to fit my budget? How quickly can I make my money back based on the savings you're going to save me? Which there is a lot. Fuel, lower maintenance, various other things. There's tax incentives and all kinds of different options to allow you to pay back this investment and at the same time have worry-free driving well into the future. They put you in charge at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM in Brandon. The summer comfort sale continues at Leon's, proudly Canadian since 1909. Other than the taxes and fees, don't pay till 2027 at Leon's, and that comes with 0% interest and no monthly payments. It's all on that FlexiCard. Ask for details. Check it out for yourself at leons.ca. Las Vegas. Now, when we started season 5 after Christmas, I would have said, stay away from Vegas. They're going to take all your money. And I don't mean in gambling. It's expensive. Well, the chickens have finally come home to roost. No one is going there. They're blaming it on the fact it got too expensive. That's not it. A third of all visitors to Las Vegas are Canadian. That's part one that they're not really talking about. Worldwide travel into the United States, not just Canada, is down double digits. And number three, it got so expensive. They were building so many of these big fancy hotels where it was $300, $400, $500, $600 a night. What happened to the town with the 99-cent shrimp cocktail? Ladies and gentlemen, the $1 footlong hot dog at Slots of Fun is something that is tattooed into my mind. The buffet, known as the smorgasbord in Europe, was adopted by one of Las Vegas's first casino owners who said, this is friggin' genius. We're going to get people into the casino and let them eat as much food as they want. They'll get stuffed. They'll be happy. They'll go gamble. Let's bring the buffet to North America. So Las Vegas was the very first place to offer cheap food in excess. Then came the $1.99 buffet, the $2.49 buffet, the $9 buffet. Now it's the $99.99 buffet, like $100. Air traffic into Harry Reid International Airport is trending downward. Real estate is tanking in Las Vegas. Hotel occupancy is way off, and it continues to go down. June was off. July is even worse. It's one of the steepest declines that Vegas has ever seen. Well, duh. We could have called this, but back to the good news. That means Vegas is going to be on sale this winter. You can go on the cheap, at least for the time being, and hopefully, Las Vegas, please. Remember the 99-cent shrimp cocktail and the dollar foot long at Slots of Fun and the good old buffet. Just make it affordable again. I wish you an amazing weekend. Thanks for a great week. Thanks for an amazing season, you guys. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're into our final four shows. The final four. Hey, Fantastic Four opens this weekend. The new Fantastic Four movie. Speaking of fantasy movies. Yeah, here comes another one. Enjoy Happy Gilmore, too. Have a good laugh. Have an awesome weekend, and we'll see you again on Monday, okay?
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.